The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
And assalamu alaikum, dear listening audience. Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Abdul Aziz, CWSC's board member, director of the CWSC Ambassador Programs and National Leadership Advisory Council, and host of AM360's Ma'iyah Al-Kulihal, inviting you to share in the special blessings of intrafaith unity in the national campaign honoring the blessed month of Ramadan. All month long, you're invited to participate in the Return to Innocence, Sharing the Spirit of Ramadan campaign, in which Islamic institutions nationwide are being asked to include at least one interfaith event with another Islamic organization in the same metropolitan area, and preferably with an organization that represents a new or renewed relationship that may cross cultural, ethnic, or language barriers. In other words, all of us are being asked to share time with one another in a way we may have never done before. We're asking all to work this month with unprecedented interfaith unity and unconditional positive regard and reconciliation. Examples of joint events might be praying together on the occasion of Jumu'ah or another congregational prayer, one joint iftar, a masjid movie day, a youth appreciation day, joint press conference, joint resolution for city welcoming and explaining Ramadan to a joint open house, a joint day of community service or outreach such as neighborhood cleanup or food drive, and of course, the ultimate a joint big celebration. The second part of the Return to Innocence campaign is reconciliation. It applies to any circumstances in which independent local institutions in the same city have suffered a breach between their organizations as a result of past grievances or misunderstandings. We are asking leaders of those institutions to meet first in private with a commitment to heal the division, followed by action to bring their entire communities together for one event during the blessed month. Finally, we ask you to share with us your event success stories and photos with CWSC so we can share them with the entire American Muslim community. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Finally, AM360 may feature your community's interfaith unity success story in a national interview. Just imagine the power of all of us together as brothers and sisters, solely for the sake of Allah, during this month. Imagine what the angels will say to our Lord and what our Lord will say to us. We ask Allah's choice and blessings upon you, your family, and community. Together, we can remake the world. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
By virtue of extraordinary and consistent sharing with the American Muslim 360 listenership of unique cultural arts in the form of poetry that appeals to the intellect, heart, and ear, and by a superior ability to uncannily construct poetic pieces almost immediately by capturing the spirit and letter of any number of topics covered on the airwaves of American Muslim 360, now, Dr. Aisha Kareem, the Chief Executive Officer of American Muslim 360, with the concurrence of the CWSC Board of Directors, do hereby appoint Bilal Kareem Abdullah of New Orleans, Louisiana, American Muslim 360's Poet Laureate. And we call on all believers to recognize his title of honor, signifying his respect for the group, intellect in the work of our national intelligentsia and his commitment thereto and our respect for his contribution. Together we can remake the world. Done this 8th day of May 2018 and at the approach of the blessed month of Ramadan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly testifying Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah and Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings to all and welcome to, as we entered the last evening, day 6 of Ramadan 1439 AH. And we're with the Quranic reading for this morning. And it will be Surah 4 and Nisa, Ayah 148 through Surah 5, Al Ma'idah, Ayah 81. Should there be any readers? I will certainly grab hold to the barakas if there are no readers. Press 1 for the readers. Press 1 on your phone should there be any, as we will begin. It is now 7:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And alhamdulillah, let the reading begin. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have read, and we will begin. I'm reading from the Quran, from the computer, so I will give like every 10 ayat, inshallah, where I am, and then go from there, because I won't see sections, just for those following along. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Ayat 148. Allah love, and Yusuf Ali interpretation or trans interpretation. Allah loves not that evil should be noise abroad in public speech, except where injustice has been done, for Allah is He who hears and knows all things. Whether you publish a good deed or conceal it or cover evil with pardon, verily Allah does blot out sins and has power in the judgment of value. Those who deny Allah and His messengers, and those who wish to separate Allah from His messengers, saying, we believe in some but reject others, and those who wish to take a course midway, they are in truth equally unbelievers. And we have prepared for unbelievers a humiliating punishment. To those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of the messengers, we shall soon give their due reward. For Allah is oft returning, subhanAllah, oft forgiving, most merciful. The people of the book ask you to cause a book to descend to them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Moses for an even greater miracle, for they said, show us Allah in public. But they were dazed for their presumption with thunder and lightning, yet they worshiped the calf, even after clear signs had come to them. Even so, we forgave them and gave Moses manifest proof of authority. And for their covenant, we raised over them the towering height of Mount Sinai. And on another occasion, we said, enter the gate with humility. And once again, we commanded them, transgress not in the matter of the Sabbath. And we took from them a solemn covenant. They have incurred divine displeasure in that they broke their covenant, that they rejected the signs of Allah, that they slew the messengers in defiance of right, that they said, our hearts are the wrappings which preserve Allah's word. We need no more. Nay, Allah has set a seal on their hearts for their blasphemy, and little is it they believe. And that they rejected faith, that they uttered against Mary a grave false charge. That they said and boast, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him. But so it was made to appear to them, and those who differed therein are full of doubt, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow. For assuredly they killed him not. Nay, Allah raised him up unto himself, and Allah is exalted in power, wise. Ayat 159, Surah 4. And there is none of the people of the book but must believe in him before his death, and on the day of judgment he will be a witness against them. For the iniquity of the Jews, we made unlawful for them certain foods, good and wholesome, which had been lawful for them, in that they hindered many from Allah's way, that they took usury, though they were forbidden, and that they devoured men's substance wrongfully. We have prepared for those among them who reject faith a grievous punishment. But those among them who are well grounded in knowledge, and the believers believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you, and especially those who establish regular SubhanAllah, everyone. And now we have Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah. That was two.
Assalamu alaikum, your sister.
Alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
Yes, I hate to interrupt your broadcasting and the reading, but you weren't on the schedule for this morning, so this is what we have a mandate to do. I had to break in because this is very important. Are you reading along this morning?
I gather there's no other with me this morning, so yes.
Okay, now you have someone now, and we'll correct the situation later. but this is what I've mandated to do. So please continue the reading and let me know when you stop and I'll pick it up from there.
All right. All right. So we'll go back to 162, I believe, reading there. 163. Okay, we are at 163. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Shukran. All right, everyone. Surah 4, Ayat 163. We have sent you inspiration as we sent it to Noah and the messengers after him. We sent inspiration to Ibrahim, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes to Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And to David, we gave the psalm. Of some messengers, we have already told you the story. Of others, we have not. And to Moses, Allah spoke direct. Messengers who have good news as well as warning that mankind, after the coming of the messengers, should have no plea against Allah. For Allah is exalted in power, wise. But Allah hears witness, Allah, subhanAllah, but Allah bears witness that what he has sent unto you, he has sent from his own knowledge. And the angels bear witness. But enough is Allah for a witness. Those who reject faith and keep off men from the way of Allah have verily strayed far, far away from the path. Those who reject faith and do wrong, Allah will not forgive them nor guide them to any way. Ayat 169, Surah 4, accept the way of hell to dwell therein forever, and this to Allah is easy. O mankind, the messenger has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him. It is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah aught but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary. And a spirit proceeding from him, so believe in Allah and his messenger. Say not Trinity. Desist, it will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, far exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Christ disdains not to, nor to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels. Those nearest to Allah, those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give them their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous penalty. Nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. O mankind, verily, there has come to you a convincing proof from your Lord, for we have sent unto you a light that is manifest. Then those who believe in Allah and hold fast to him, soon will he admit them to mercy and grace from himself and guide them to himself by a straight way. They ask you for a legal decision. Say, Allah directs thus about those who leave no descendants or ascendants as heirs. If it is a man that dies, leaving a sister but no child, she shall have half the inheritance. If such a deceased was a woman who left no child, her brother takes her inheritance. If there are two sisters, they shall have two-thirds of the inheritance between them. If there are brothers and sisters, they share, the male having twice the share of the female. Thus does Allah make clear to you his law, lest you err, and Allah has knowledge of all things. That the last of Surah 4, 176. We go to Surah 5, verse 1, Yusuf Ali translation or interpretation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O you who believe, fulfill all obligations lawful unto you. For food are all four-footed animals, with the exceptions named. But animals of the chase are forbidden while you are in the sacred precincts or in pilgrim garb, for Allah does command according to his will and plan. O you who believe, violate not the sanctity of the symbols of Allah, nor of the sacred month, nor of the animals brought for sacrifice, nor the garlands that mark out such animals, nor the people resorting to the sacred house, seeking of the bounty and good pleasure of their Lord. But when you are clear of the sacred precincts and of pilgrim garb, you may hunt, and let not the hatred of some people in want shutting you out of the sacred mosque lead you to transgression and hostility on your part. Help you one another in righteousness and piety, but help you not one another in sin and rancor. Fear Allah, for Allah is strict in punishment. Forbidden to you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and that on which has been invoked the name of other than Allah, that which has been killed by strangling or by a violent blow or by a headlong fall or by being gored to death, that which has been partly eaten by a wild animal, unless you are able to slaughter it in due form, that which is sacrificed on stone altars. Forbidden also is the division of meat by raffling with arrows, that is impiety. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion, yet fear them not, but fear me. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. But if any is forced by hunger, with no inclination to transgression, Allah is indeed oft forgiving, most merciful. They ask you, what is lawful to them as food? Say, lawful unto you are all things good and pure, and what you have taught your trained hunting animals to catch in the manner directed to you by Allah. Eat what they catch for you, but pronounce the name of Allah over it, and fear Allah, for Allah is swift in taking account. Ayat 5 of Surah 5, Al-Ma'idah. This day are all things good and pure made lawful unto you. The food of the people of the book is lawful unto you, and yours is lawful unto them. Lawful unto you in marriage are not only chaste women who are believers, but chaste women among the people of the book, revealed before your time, which you gave them their due dowers and desire chastity, not lewdness, nor secret intrigues. If anyone rejects faith, fruitless is his work, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual goods. O you who believe, when you prepare for prayer, wash your faces and your hands and arms to the elbows, rub your heads with water, and wash your feet to the ankles. If you are in a state of ceremonial impurity, bathe your whole body. But if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you come from offices of nature, or you have been in contact with women and you find no water, then take for yourselves clean sand or earth and rub therewith your faces and hands. Allah does not wish to place you in a difficulty, but to make you clean and to complete his favor to you, that you may be grateful. And call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you and his covenant which he ratified with you when you said, we hear and we obey. And fear Allah, for Allah knows well the secrets of your heart. O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as witnesses to fair dealing, and let not the hatred of others to you make you swerve to wrong and depart from justice. Be just, that is next to piety. And fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. To those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, has Allah promised forgiveness and a great reward. Those who reject faith and deny our signs will be companions of hellfire. O you who believe, call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you when certain men formed the design to stretch out their hands against you, but Allah held back their hands from you. So fear Allah, and on Allah let believers put their all their trust. Ayat 12, Surah 5, Al-Ma'idah, Yusuf Ali, interpretation. Allah did aforetime take a covenant from the children of Israel, and we appointed 12 captains among them. And Allah said, I am with you if you but establish regular prayers, practice regular charity, believe in my messengers, honor and assist them, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan. Verily I will wipe out from you your evil and admit you to gardens with rivers flowing beneath. But if any of you after this resists faith, he has truly wandered from the path of rectitude. But because of their breach of their covenant, we cursed them and made their hearts grow hard. They changed the words from their right places and forget a good part of the message that was sent to them. Nor will you find, subhanAllah, nor will you cease to find them, barring a few, ever bent on new deceit. But forgive them and overlook their misdeeds, for Allah loves those who are kind. From those too who call themselves Christians, we did take a covenant, but they forgot a good part of the message that was sent to them. So we estranged them with enmity and hatred between the one and the other to the day of judgment. And soon will Allah show them what it is they have done. O people of the book, there has come to you our messenger revealing to you much that you used to hide in the book and passing over much that is not unnecessary. SubhanAllah. O people of the book, there has come to you our messenger revealing to you much that you used to hide in the book and passing over much that is now unnecessary. There has come to you from Allah a new light and a perspicuous book wherewith Allah guides all who seek his good pleasure to ways of peace and safety and lead them out of darkness by his will unto the light, guides them to a path that is straight. In blasphemy, indeed, are those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. Say, who then has the least power against Allah? If his will were to destroy Christ, the Son of Mary, his mother, and all every one that is on the earth. For to Allah belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between. He creates what he pleases, for Allah has power over all things. I read it. This is now Ayat 18. I'll read to 20, Imam Abdul Hakim, and inshallah, we'll transfer. All right? SubhanAllah. Ayat 18, Surah 5.
You see it. That in the 30s is 30. That's great.
SubhanAllah, say again.
As-salamu alaykum, I was discussing with my wife. You stopping at 18?
Oh, no, I'm stopping at 20. At 20.
Okay,
I'll stop at 20. Okay, alhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is Ayah 18 of Surah 5. Both the Jews and the Christians say, we are sons of Allah, and his beloved say, why then does he punish you for your sin? Nay, you are but men of the men he has created. He forgives whom he pleases, and he punishes whom he pleases, and to Allah belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between, and unto him is the final goal of all. Ayat 19, O people of the book, now has come unto you, making things clear unto you, our messenger, after the break in the series of our messengers, lest you should say, there came unto us no bringer of glad tidings and no warner from evil, but now has come unto you a bringer of glad tidings and a warner from evil, and Allah has power over all things. And Ayat 20, remember, Moses said to his people, O my people, call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you when he produced prophets among you, made you kings, and gave you what he had not given to any other among the people. Sadaqa Allahu Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We're now 7:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Starting now, the next reader with Ayat 21 of Surah 5. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam, dear sister. My wife is going to pick it up from there and read to 5 Ayat 86, inshallah. And I'm sorry that you had to come from your day off to do this, but I'm always there. I got your back, my sister. Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. And assalamu alaikum to all of our listeners out there to listening to the morning reading of the Quran. This is Brother Abdul Hakim. My wife is a newcomer to this, so please be patient with her, but she will get through it. Alhamdulillah. And Ramadan Mubarak to all.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sonia Abdullah. Ramadan Mubarak. I am reading from Surah 5, Ayat 21. O my people, enter the holy land which Allah hath assigned unto you, and not turn back ignominiously, or then will be overthrown to your own ruin. They say, O Moses, in this land are a people of exceeding strength. Never shall we enter it until they leave. If once they leave, then shall we enter. But among their God-fearing men, whereto on whom Allah had bestowed his grace, they said, assault them. When once ye are in, victory will be yours. But on Allah put your trust, and if ye have faith, they said, O Moses, while they remain there, never shall we be able to enter to end of time. Go thou and thy Lord, and fight ye too, while we sit here and watch. He said, O my Lord, I have power only over myself and my brother to separate us from this rebellious people. Allah says, therefore will the land be out of their reach for 40 years. In distraction will they wander through the land. By sorrow thou not over these rebellious people. I am going to, on section 5, door 5, ayat 27. Recite to them the truth of the story of the two sons. Behold, they each presented a sacrifice to Allah. It was accepted from one, but not from the other, said the latter. Be sure, I will slay thee. Surely, said the former, Allah. Thou accept of the sacrifice of those who are righteous. If thou dost stretch thy hand against me to slay, it is not for me to stretch my hand against thee to slay thee, for I do fear Allah, the cherisher of the world. For me, I intend to let thee draw on thyself, my sin as well as thine. But thou wilt be among the companions of the fire, and that is the reward of those who do wrong. The soul of the other led him to the murder of his brother. He murdered him and became himself one of the lost ones. Then Allah sent a raven who scratched the ground to show him how to hide. The shame of his brother, woe is me, said he. Was I not even able to be as this raven and to hide the shame of my brother? Then he became full of regret. On that count, we ordained for the children of Israel that if anyone slew a person, unless it be for murder or for spreading mischief in the land, it would be as if he slew the whole people. And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of the whole people. Then, although there came to them our messengers with clear signs, yet even that many of them continue to commit excesses in the land. The punishment of those who wage war against Allah and his messenger and strive with the might and main for mischief through the land. It is execution or crucifixion or the cutting off hands and feet from opposite sides, all excel from the lamb. That is their disgrace in this world. A heavenly punishment is theirs in the hereafter, except for those who repent before they fall into the power. In the case of Noah, that Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Read in Surah 5, Section 6, Ayat 35. O ye who believe, do your duty to Allah, seek the means of approach unto him, and strive with might and main in his cause, that ye may prosper. As to those who reject faith, if they had everything on earth to give as ransom for the penalty of the day of judgment, it would never be accepted of him. There would be a grievous penalty. Their wish will be to get out the fire, but never will they get out their form. The penalty, their penalty will be on that endurer. As to the thief, male or female, cut off his or her hands, punishment by way of example from Allah for their crimes. And Allah exalted in power and full of wisdom. But if the thief repents after his crime, amends his conduct, Allah turneth to him in forgiveness. For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Knowest thou not that as Allah alone belongeth the domain of the heavens and the earth, and punish whom he is pleaseth, and he forgiveth whom he pleaseth, and Allah hath power over all things. O messenger, let not those grieve thee who raise each other into unbelief, whether it be among those who say, we believe, with the lips, but with heart, whose heart have no faith, or it is be among the Jewishmen who will listen to any lie, will listen even to others who have never so much as come to thee. They change the words from their righty times and places. They say, if ye are given this, take it, but if not, beware. If anyone's trial is intended by Allah, thou hast not in the least for him against Allah. For such, it is not Allah's will to purify the heart. For them there is disgrace in this world, and in the hereafter a heavy punishment. They are fond of listening to falsehood, devouring anything forbidden. If they do come to thee, either judge between them or decline to interfere. If thou decline, they cannot hurt thee in the least. If thou judge, judge in equity between them, for Allah loveth those who judge in equity. But why do they come to thee for decision when they have their own law before them? Therein is the plain command of Allah, yet even after that, they would turn away, for they are not really people of faith. Reading section 7, Surah 5, Ayat 44. It was we who revealed the law to Moses therein with guidance and light. By his standard have been judged the Jews by the prophets who bowed as an imam to Allah's will by the rabbis. And the doctors of law for them was entrusted the protection of Allah's book. And they were witness thereto, therefore fear not men, but fear me and sell not my signs for a miserable price. If any do fail to judge by the light of what Allah hath revealed, they are no better than unbelievers. We ordain therein for them life for life, for eye to eye, for nose, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, and wounds equal for equal. But if anyone remits the retaliation by way of charity, it is an act of atonement for himself. And if any fail to judge by the light of what Allah hath revealed, they are no better than wrongdoers. And in their footsteps we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the law that had come before him. We sent him the gospel. Therein was guidance and light, a confirmation of the law that had come before him, a guidance and an affirmation to those who fear Allah. Let the people of the gospel but what Allah hath revealed therein. If any do fail to judge by the light of what Allah hath revealed, they are no better than those who rebel. To thee we sent the scripture in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it and guarding it. In safety, so judge between them but what Allah hath revealed, and follow not their vain desires, diverging from the truth that hath come to thee. To each among you have we prescribed a law and an open way. If Allah had so willed, he would have made you a single people. But his plan is to test you in what he has given you. So strive as in a race in all virtues. The goal of you, Allah, is to Allah. Is it that will show you the truth of the matters in which ye dispute? And this he commands, judge thou between them for what Allah has revealed, and follow not their vain desires, but be aware of them, lest they beguile thee from any of teaching. I'm going to read that over again. That's Ayat 49. And this he commands, judge that. And this command, judge thou between them of what Allah has revealed, and follow not their vain desires, but beware of them, let beguile thee from any of that teaching which Allah has sent down to thee. And if they turn away, he is sure that for some of their crimes, it is Allah's purpose to punish them. And truly, most men are rebellious. Do they then seek after a judgment of the days of ignorance? But who, or people whose faith is assured, that can give better judgment than Allah? Reading section 8, ayat 51, surah 5. O ye who believe, take not the Jews and the Christians for your friends and protectors. They are but friends and protectors to each other, and he among us that you turn to them, for friendship is of them. Verily Allah guides not a people unjust. Those in whose heart is a disease, thou seest how eagerly they run about amongst them saying, we do fear lest a change of fortune bring us disaster. Ah, perhaps Allah will give thee victory or decision according to his will. Then will they repent on the thoughts which they secretly harbored in their heart. And those who believe will say, are these the men who swore the strongest oath by Allah? That they were with you. All that they do will be in vain, and they will fall into nothing but ruin. All ye who believe, and any from among you, turn back from his faith. Soon will Allah produce a people whom he will love, as they will love him, lowly with their believers. Mighty against the rejectors, fighting in the way of Allah, and never afraid of the reproaches of such a fine fault. There is the grace of Allah which he will bestow on whom he pleases. And Allah encompasses past all, he knoweth all things. Your real friends are no less than Allah, his messenger, and the fellowship of believers. Those who establish a regular prayer and regular charity, and they bow down humbly in worship. I'm going to read Ayah 55 again. Your real friends are no less than Allah, his messenger, and fellowship of believers, those who establish regular prayers and regular charity, and they bow down humbly in worship. As to those who turn for friendship to Allah, his messenger, and the fellowship of believers, it is the fellowship of Allah that must certainly triumph. Section 9, Ayat 67, Surah 5. O ye who believe, take not for friends and protectors those who take your religion for a mockery or sport, whether among those who receive the scripture before you or among those who reject faith, but fear ye Allah if ye have faith in these. When you proclaim you're called to prayer, then take it, but it's mockery and sport. This is because they are. I'm going to read it again. Ayat 58 again. When ye proclaim you call to prayer, they take it, but as mockery and sport. That is because they are a people without understanding. Say, O people of the book, do you disapprove of us? For no other reason than that we believe in Allah, And the revelation that has come to us and that which came before us, and perhaps that most of you are rebellious and disobedient. Say, shall I point out to you something much worse than this as judge? But the treatment is received from Allah. Those who incur the curse of Allah and his wrath, those of whom some has transformed into apes and swine. Those who worship evil, there are many times worse in rank and far more astray from the even path. Okay, Surah 5, Ayat 61. When they come to thee, they say, we believe, but in fact they enter with a mind against faith. And they go out with the same, but Allah knoweth fully, and they hide. Many of them, though still, see, racing each other in sin and transgression, and their eating of things forbidden. Evil indeed are things they do. Why not the rabbis and the doctors of law forbid? I'm going to read Ayah 63 again. Why not the rabbis and the doctors law forbid them from their habit of uttering simple words and eating things forbidden? Evil indeed are the works. The Jews say, Allah's hand is tied up, but their hands tied up, and they are cursed for the blasphemy they utter. Nay, both his hands are wildly overstretched. He giveth the spendeth of his bounty as he pleaseth. The revelation that cometh to thee from Allah increases the most of them their obstinate rebellion. And blasphemy among them we have placed immensity and hatred till the day of judgment. Every time the kindle of the fire, Allah doth extinguish it. But they ever strive to do mischief on earth, and Allah loveth not those who do mischief. If only the people of the book had believed and been righteous, we should indeed have blotted out their inquisitions and admitted them to gardens of bliss. If they only had stood fast by the law, the gospel, and all the revelation that was sent to them from their Lord, they would have enjoyed happiness from every side. This is a form among them, a party of the right course, but many of them follow a course that is evil.
A course that is evil.
Surah 5, Section 10, Ayat 67. O messenger, proclaim the message which hath been sent to thee from the Lord. Let me read Ayat 67 again. O messenger, proclaim the message which hath been sent to thee from thy Lord. If they didst not, thou wouldst not have fulfilled and proclaimed his mission. And Allah defend thee from men who mean mischief. For Allah guideth not those who reject faith. Say, O people of the book, ye have found no ground to stand upon unless ye stand fast by the law, the gospel of the revelation that has come to you from the Lord. It is the revelation that cometh to thee from the Lord that increases in most of them obstinate rebellion and blasphemy, but sorrow thou not over these people with faith. Those believe in the Quran, those who follow the Jewish scriptures and the Sabbaths of the Christians, and who believe in Allah and the last day, and work righteousness, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. We took the covenant of the children of Israel and sent them messengers every time there came to them a messenger with what they themselves desired not come. Of these they call imposters. And some they go so far as to slay. They thought there would be no trial or punishment, so they became blind and deaf. yet Allah and mercy turned to them. Yet again, many of them became blind and deaf. But Allah sees well as they do. They do blasphemy who say Allah is Christ, the son of Mary, but said Christ, O children of Israel, worship my Lord and your Lord. Whoever joins the other gods with Allah will forbid him. The garden and the fire will be his abode. There will for the wrongdoers, but no one to help. They do blasphemy who say Allah is one of thee in the Trinity, but there is no God except one God. If they desist not from their word of blasphemy, verily our grievous penalty will befall the blasphemers among them. Why turn they not to Allah and seek his forgiveness? For Allah is all-forgiving, most
Alhamdulillah. I think my wife's mouth might be getting a little dry, and she's getting a little tongue-tied. So I'm going to bring it in strong, inshallah. This is Brother Abdul Hakim. We're picking up at Ayat 75, inshallah. Ayat 75. Surah 5, Ayat 75. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. They do blaspheme who say Allah is Christ, the son of Mary. But said Christ, O children of Israel, worship Allah and my Lord and your Lord. Whoever joins other gods with Allah, Allah will forbid him the garden, and the fire will be his abode. There will for the wrongdoers be no one to help. They do blaspheme who say Allah is one of three in a trinity, for there is no God except one God. If they desist not from their word of blasphemy, verily a grievous penalty will befall the blasphemers among them. Why turn they not to Allah and seek his forgiveness? For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Christ, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle. Many were the apostles that passed away before him. His mother was a woman of truth. They had both to eat their daily food. They saw how Allah do make his signs clear to them, yet see in what ways they are deluded away from the truth. Say, will ye worship besides Allah something which have no power either to harm or benefit you? But Allah, he it is that heareth and knoweth all things. Say, O people of the book, exceed not in your religion the bounds of what is proper, trespassing beyond the truth, nor follow the vain desires of people who went wrong in times gone by, who misled many and strayed themselves from the even way. Alhamdulillah. Now reading from Surah 5, Section 11, Ayat 81. Curses were pronounced on those among the children of Israel who rejected faith by the tongue of David and of Esau, the son of Miriam, because they disobeyed and persisted in excesses. Nor did they usually forbid one another the iniquities which they committed. Evil indeed were the deeds which they did. Thou seest many of them turning in friendship to the unbelievers. Evil indeed are the works which their souls have sent forth before them, with the result that Allah's wrath is on them, and in torment will they abide. If only they had believed in Allah, in the apostle, and in what had been revealed to him, never would they have taken them for friends and protectors, but most of them are rebellious wrongdoers. Strongest amongst men in enmity to the believers wilt thou find the Jews and pagans, and nearest amongst them in love to the believers wilt thou find those who say, we are Christians, because amongst these are men devoted to learning and men who have renounced the world, and they are not arrogant. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, surely Allah speaks the truth in his Quran. Is the ending of the sixth juz for the day. We're in the sixth day of fasting. Alhamdulillah. I hope and pray that everyone got something out of this and that you will continue to go backwards. Don't go forwards. Go backwards and study some of the juz that we just read for today. May Allah bless you all. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Martha.
Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak to you and to your wife and to all the listeners here now and later. And inshallah, let's go to Mark Shahid. It is 7:57, everyone. And please know that you're going to hang up and dial back in as with Dr. Baeza Muhammad with Healing and Harmony for Humankind. Mark Shahid?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to you, Sister Martha Nyland, to the AM360 family listenership. I know I got to be quick because I only have 2 minutes because we got to hang up and call back in. But this was such a beautiful juice today that we have. Just wanted to say some of the things that stood out in my mind that Allah is saying to us that we don't make any distinction between the messengers of Allah. Also, Allah is also saying to us that Isa was a word and the spirit of God. He became a sign of what was to come. The returning of Isa is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, one of the ayats that was read, Surah 5:3, focus on that because that was the last revelation in 23 years of revelation to the Prophet Muhammad, Surah 5, ayat 3, where Allah says, on this day I have perfected your way of life and religion and have completed my favor on you and have preferred for you the religion of al-Islam. It was the first time in revelation that Allah had actually given the name of the religion of al-Islam, but it was al-Islam, which is a submission to Allah, as we call ourselves Muslim, one who submit our will to do God's will. So in the final revelation, Allah names the religion al-Islam. And then finally, it is what we look at in terms of one of the last things that actually was said is very interesting in terms of transforming to apes and swine. This actually is not talking about people physically becoming apes and swine, but actually the qualities, the characteristics that we find in apes and swines. So you can reflect on that, and that's much more I'd like to give, but because of time and because of the next show that has to come on, Healing and Harmony for Humankind, I'll stop there. Thank you so much to the readers, Sister Sonia and Brother Abdul Hakim Abdullah, for excellent reading this morning. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
And alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Mark Shahid. Alhamdulillah for that great insight there. As we're going to now go out with this and then look forward to dialing back in. As we stated, it is now 7:58. I guess my eyes twisted and I said 7:57 right then. But very good work, Mark Shahid. And to the readers, Imam Abdul Hakim and his wife, Sonia. Assalamu alaikum to all.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
And everyone, thank you. Dial back in. Assalamu alaikum.